So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited a ruling of Rav. Chazav lakacha mibar l'mirshayinim. If someone sold a field that did not belong to him and then bought it from its true owner, a seller transfers all his rights concerning the property to the buyer. Therefore, the gazan cannot act in place of the original owner and seize the field from the buyer because we assume that he intended to secure it for the buyer in order to protect his reputation. The Gemara now adds, however, zavna urta v'yahava b'matana, if after selling the stolen property to the first buyer, the gazan then either sold it to someone else, bequeathed it to one of his children, or gave it away as a gift, and only afterwards bought it from the original owner, lav lo'ukmi kama l'kech kabai. Clearly he did not intend to secure it for the buyer, and so he can act in place of the original owner and seize it from the buyer and then reimburse him for the sale. Similarly, nafale b'yerusha, yerusha memelehi, v'lav iu kotar chabasra. If he inherited it from the owner, he can seize the land. Since he didn't exert any effort to get the land, there's no indication that he wants to secure it for the buyer. On the other hand, gavi ihu b'chayvai, if the owner owed him money and he seized this land as payment for the debt, chazina, it depends. I isli ara achriti v'amar hay b'ina lo'uk mikame l'kech kaboy. If he had the choice of several properties and he specifically requested this one, we assume that he was securing it for the buyer. V'loi, zuzihu d'bayi afrui. Otherwise, he was merely collecting his debt and there was no indication that he was securing it for the buyer and he can seize it. However, if the original owner granted the land to the gazan as a gift, the Gemara cites a machlokes. Either matana ki yerusha d'hamameila, it is comparable to an inheritance because it happens on its own, and so he can seize it. While the other opinion reasons matana ki mecher, d'ilav d'tarach v'artzi kamei loy havayav l'matana. He only received the gift because he ingratiated himself with the owner, and lahachi tarach v'artzi kamei ki heichad alekim behem nusei. He did this in order to secure it for the buyer, and so he cannot seize the property. The Gemara cites three opinions regarding ad emes nichale. For how long after the sale do we presume that the seller, the gazan, would purchase the property to secure it for the buyer? Ad chas amad bedin, until the owner seizes the property and the buyer initiates proceedings in court. Ad demata ad archasa liyade, until 90 days after Bezdin rules against him, at which point they write a document granting the buyer the right to seize his property. Until the buyer locates property to seize, and Bezdin announces the upcoming auction. However, as Rashi explains, after the time mentioned by each opinion, we do not presume that he was securing the land for the buyer because he has already tarnished his reputation. The Gemara now questions Rav's ruling. The document used for the original sale was worthless, since he didn't own the property at the time. If so, how does the buyer acquire the land when the thief purchases it from the real owner? The Gemara answers, Tehei b'maminai. The buyer expressed his faith that the thief will procure the land for him, and so ba'hu hana dole ka'amar le midi b'kosamach le taruchu maiksi le gamar umakni le. With the gratification he receives by being trusted, he transfers the land to him. The Gemara challenges this from a brisa. One cannot sell his future inheritance or his trap's future cash since he does not own it at the time. Similarly, the buyer should not acquire the land that the thief eventually purchases. The Gemara brings two opinions. Ha gavra v'hotiyufta. This is a valid refutation. Tiyufta like chazina, there is no contradiction. Ha chasamcha daite de azal tarcha maisi lekiheche de lenikari gazlana. The buyer relies on him to secure his purchase to avoid being labeled a thief, and this validates the sale. However, he could not confidently rely on him to inherit or to catch an animal, since it is not in his control, and so the sale is not effective. As part of this discussion, the Gemara touches on the topic of Adam Makna Davish Label Oilam, whether one can sell or effect a transaction for something that he does not own or does not yet exist. Amar Rav Huna Marav, if someone sells a field that he has yet to buy, the transaction is effective. Rav holds, the Gemara explains that this is actually machlikas tanoim in the case of ha'imer le'isha, hiskatcha li la'achash esgai or la'achash esgairi. If someone says to a woman, you shall be betrothed to me after I convert or after you convert, or in a similar situation where the condition cannot take effect at the time, but only after the situation changes. The Tanakhama says, Eina mukudeshes, because Eina de makne davish label oilam. Remeir oimen mukudeshes, because he holds other makne davish label oilam, and Rav obviously follows the opinion of Remeir. This topic is discussed at length in other places in Shas. The Mishnah Daf Yud Beis discussed whether one returns a lost document. The Gemara now returns to this topic. Amar Shmuel, Hamaitzi shtar hakna b'shuk, yachziru lebailam. If someone finds a shtar hakna, a document that obligates one to pay regardless of whether the loan actually takes place, he returns it to the creditor, because there's no valid concern. Mishum dekasav lilvis v'leilava hasha b'nafshe. There's no concern that he wrote it but did not actually borrow the money because he committed himself regardless. L'chashinen l'perayin, im isa depare mikra havakarale. We assume it is an outstanding debt that is not paid because the debtor would destroy the document immediately when he receives it upon payment. However, Bichlin argues, Hamitzi shtarchei b'shuk ava peshakas by henpik lo yachzir lebailam. Even an authenticated document is not returned to the creditor because chashin l'perayin, we suspect that the debt may have been paid. The Gemara brings support to Shmuel from the Mishnah Daf Chaf. Kol ma'ase bezen, harei ze yachzer. An authenticated loan document is returned, apparently, because lechashin leperayin, we do not suspect that it was paid. The Gemara answers, masnitin b'shtori chal ta'asa v'adrchasa delab b'nei perayinenu. That Mishnah refers to documents regarding land seizures, where the possibility of payment is not a factor. Although shuma hadr, the debtor has the right to redeem the seized land, and so we should be concerned whether he paid the debt and reclaimed his land, the Gemara differentiates, the Mishnah can hold cheshina leperoyin, although the document was not destroyed, we do suspect it was paid. However, regarding seizure documents, ihu de avsera nafshe, if he indeed paid the debt, he caused himself this loss because the idna de pari iboyle le makara l'shtari, inami le michtav shtara achrine ilovei. He should have destroyed the seizure document or demanded a new document of sale when redeeming the land. However, regarding loan documents, the creditor might have delayed returning the document, claiming it was not available, or abshiti de safri zayrle. He may have kept it until the debtor pays the scribe's fee.